The crisis the United States faces today is not just the military failure of Bush's policies in Iraq and Afghanistan, the discrediting of America's intelligence agencies, or our government's not-so-secret resort to torture and illegal imprisonment. It is, above all, a growing international distrust and disgust in the face of our contempt for the rule of law. Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution says, in part, "All treaties made, or which shall be made, under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land." The Geneva Conventions of 1949, covering the treatment of prisoners of war and civilians in wartime, are treaties the U.S. government promoted, signed, and ratified. They are therefore the supreme law of the land. Neither the President, nor the Secretary of Defense, nor the Attorney General has the authority to alter them or to choose whether or not to abide by them, so long as the Constitution has any meaning. Despite the administration's endless propaganda about bringing freedom and democracy to the people of Afghanistan and Iraq, most citizens of those countries who have come into contact with our armed forces, and survived, have had their lives ruined. The courageous, anonymous young Iraqi woman who runs the internet website Baghdad Burning wrote on May 7, 2004, "I don't understand the shock Americans claim to feel at the lurid pictures from Abu Ghraib prison. You've seen the troops break down doors and terrify women and children, curse, scream, push, pull, and throw people to the ground with a boot over their head. You've seen troops shoot civilians in cold blood. You've seen them bomb cities and towns. You've seen them burn cars and humans using tanks and helicopters. I sometimes get emails asking me to propose solutions or make suggestions. Fine. Today's lesson: don't rape, don't torture, don't kill, and get out while you can, while it still looks like you have a choice. Chaos? Civil war? We'll take our chances. Just take your puppets, your tanks, your smart weapons, your dumb politicians, your lies, your empty promises, your rapists, your sadistic torturers, and go." In July 2004, Zoghbi International Surveys polled 3,300 Arabs in Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. When asked to identify, quote, "the best thing that comes to mind about America," end quote, virtually all respondents answered, "nothing at all." There are today approximately 1.3 billion Muslims worldwide, some 22% of the global population. Through our policies, we have turned virtually all of them against the United States. Unfortunately, our political system may no longer be capable of saving the United States as we know it, since it is hard to imagine any president or Congress standing up to the powerful vested interests of the Pentagon, the secret intelligence agencies, and the military-industrial complex. Given that 40% of the defense budget is now secret, as is every intelligence agency budget, it is impossible for Congress to provide effective oversight, even if its members wanted to.